Do you ever look around and think, wow, the world is a crazy place, and it just seems to get crazier and crazier? Ease your mind and take a break. This is Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We're a hub for inspirational Christian sermons, practical keys for Christian living, and Christian discussions and interviews. You'll be inspired to live the life that you were created for. Your host is a top-ranking podcaster, best-selling author, world record holder, aerospace engineer, life coach, evangelist, and founder of John Gifta International. Welcome to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta.
Hello everyone, it's wonderful for me to join you again on this edition of the Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta podcast. And as I shared in my previous episode, I just wanted to let you know that I've been talking about some things from this passage found in the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians to be exact, where I've been telling you, you know, to inculcate this to become the lifestyle for you as you are stepping into this new year. So I pray that this word will again be a blessing to you. And I'm just reminding you of this, you know, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, a passage that you may be knowing very well. And it says, if you say NIV version, it just says pray continually. The NLT version says never stop praying. The other version says pray without ceasing. I love this. It says in the Amplified version, be unceasing and persistent in prayer. You know, be persistent. You know, I believe, you know, one of the things that's really lacking in the generation today because of way we are, you know, with everything to be instantaneous, you know, people are no longer being persistent. They don't have the patience. They want instantaneous results. But here's a thin sense of being persistent. And, you know, again, I want to just go to this. When you say, what is prayer? Prayer is simply, you know, getting to that place where you are communicating with God. You're communing with God. You're not just, you know, talking to God, but prayer is talking with God. You speak to Him and you take time to listen to what He wants to tell you. And here's the thing I want you to understand today, right? When we think about this, the Bible is saying, pray without ceasing. Pray all the time. What I want to remind you is that get to that place when you have that lifestyle of prayer. You know, I'm all in for devoting a time to pray. We all need to do that. We need to devote some time to actually pray, spend time at the feet of the Lord, you know, read the Bible and all of these things. There's always a place where you devote your time for having that quiet time with the Lord. There's no doubt about it. But I want to say this, that, you know, you need to get to a place where you need to pray without ceasing. Have a lifestyle of prayer, which is so important. Prayer is not a ritual that you just do it, you know, early in the morning when you wake up, or late in the night before you go to bed, but it should be your lifestyle where you're having that constant fellowship with God, constant communion with the Lord. Today, I want to ask you, every time, wherever you go, no matter what you do, are you in a place where you're having that constant fellowship with the Lord? Can you have that lifestyle of prayer? Lifestyle of prayer is different from the act of prayer. Lifestyle of prayer is, you know, when you're going to the grocery store, you're saying, God, I know you're with me. I want you to help me get the right things. Or when you're going to meet a friend, you're saying, God, help me be a blessing to this person. Help me say the right thing at the right time. Or when you're saying, you know, God, you know, I need to get this project done at work. You know, God, I want your wisdom upon me. What you're doing is you're constantly depending on God. You're constantly looking up to the Lord. You're constantly having the communion. You're traveling or riding or driving. You know, that's one of my favorite times. You know why? Because I'm in constant fellowship with the Lord. I want you to understand today that, you know what, if you can get to that place where you can have that lifestyle of prayer, nothing like it. If you want to see that 2024 is going to be effective for you, you need to be a person of prayer. You need to be a man of prayer. You need to be a woman of prayer. You need to be a child of prayer, because prayer is what is going to make the difference. Not the act of prayer, but when you are having that real sense of prayer, where you're in communion with the Lord at all given points of time, that's what is going to make a difference. Today, I'm challenging you to have that lifestyle. I'm challenging you to introspect. Are you constantly in fellowship with God? Even when you're watching that movie, enjoying yourself, can you think of God during that? Can you say, God, wow, look at this. teach me something from this? Or even when you're hanging out with your friends and you're just saying, you know, this is so cool and awesome, can you still think of God? Can you still say, oh, this is nothing but the grace of God, and say, God, you know, help me, you know, be productive, or help me to, you know, be in the right frame of mind, saying the right thing, help me to give you glory in and through this, let my friends come to know about you, you know, can you get to that place where you are in that, like, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, can, at the back of your mind, can you have that lifestyle where you are in constant fellowship with God? Today, I pray that this is going to be that wake-up call for you as you step into the new year, that you are going to make it a priority to pray without ceasing, to have that constant lifestyle of praying all the time and having that fellowship with the Lord. And I'm telling you, you know, the scripture says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, which means that, you know, if you're going to be keeping on praying, you're going to keep on talking to the Lord, you're going to constantly acknowledge him, you see, it's going to be availing much in your life. You're going to see your life go to another level that you never expected, and you're going to be a greater blessing wherever you go. Amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We hope you were blessed and inspired to live the life that God has for you. Make sure to subscribe to the John Gifta YouTube channel for regular uploads of sermons, skits, interviews, and more. Follow John Gifta on Instagram for regular inspirational posts. And don't forget to check out the best-selling books written by John Gifta, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, and the latest number one bestseller, Unveil Your Purpose, helping you discover your purpose and to start walking in it. Make sure to leave a rating and review, and be sure to share it with your friends and loved ones. If you'd like to donate, you can find the PayPal link in the description. And if you'd like to invite John Gifta to speak at your event or to get more details, go to the website at www.johngifta.com. See you on the next episode of the Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. God bless you.